Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
From the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center. Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty. The Armstrong and Getty Show.
In other news, California Governor Gavin Newsom's recall election is less than a week away, but Caitlyn Jenner sent out an email yesterday to her supporters telling them to vote in 2 weeks' time. I mean, forget recalling Gavin Newsom. Caitlyn Jenner can't even recall the election date. But you heard it here first. Caitlyn Jenner supporters, be sure to get out and vote September 20th.
She was not even the slightest bit serious about running for governor.
No, publicity stunt.
Which was dumb, because if she had been serious, there's a chance she could be governor. Because Larry Elder's going to win, it looks like, if Gavin is recalled. And just because he's the only name most people have heard of in the whole state.
Yeah, but he's also a super smart guy and has written and talked about public policy a lot. I don't recall the great decathlete talking about public policy much. Maybe he did on that Kardashian show.
I don't think people are voting on policy. They hate Gavin and they're going to vote for the name they've heard of on the right-hand side.
By the way, I just found out PredictIt.com, which I lost a bunch of money on, thinking Kamala Harris would be the Democratic nominee. The market has swung heavily in favor of the lunkhead Gavin Newsom keeping his job. So if you believe in the wisdom of crowds and all, a bet on a successful recall cost 10 cents on PredictIt, down from 26 cents earlier and a high of 34 cents in early August.
I would be surprised by no result, because I imagine the polling is pretty awful on this.
Yes, clearly. Yeah.
Nobody has any idea what turnout's going to be. So, anywho, Donald Trump was the president for 4 years, and now he's going to do commentary for a big boxing match. Evander Holyfield, who's got to be, what, about 60? He's 58 years old. That was a pretty good guess, Jack. Thank you. He is going to fight UFC legend Victor Belfort, who's 44. I like the 44-year-old against the 58-year-old. But anyway, during this boxing match, Donald Trump is going to do commentary. He will not be the main commentary. Jim Lampley will call the pay-per-view fight. But also Trump will be there. Trump saying,
I think it's a measure of how far boxing is sunk that it's novelty fights that get people's attention and are kind of the marquee events.
Bringing back people from back when people cared about boxing to fight.
Yeah, like the 80s.
Even if they're almost 60, you're better off having somebody that is back from the golden era, and it was the silver era by then, of boxing to bring back. Yeah, kind of interesting. And Trump will be in the booth, so there you go.
Hey, one interesting thing about this, there's going to be two feeds, one with Trump and one without.
Really? Yep. I hadn't heard that.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Wow.
So they're so concerned that there's a crowd out there that wouldn't take it in if Trump's on there, that you can get a feed without Trump. Wow.
Michael, that's an excellent bit of wisdom or a factoid there, a bit of information. We appreciate it. But no Trump clips during this whole discussion? I mean, come on now. Come on.
You having a good time, Joe?
Boy, Joe's a real carrot stick sort of guy, isn't he, Michael?
That was quite something.
Throws you a little compliment and then immediately assails your job performance.
I don't know about a sale. It's constructive criticism.
You're going to give people a twitch.
Beautiful.
So before we get into aging hottie actresses' commentary on white men, it kind of fits in with this. Byron York was writing about this in the Washington Examiner. I don't know if you're familiar with the book, The Emerging Democratic Majority. I remember when it came out, I never read it, but it was a big deal in political circles. Came out in 2002. The writer's making the point that as the country was browning and looking at the census data and the direction things were going, the Democratic Party was going to have a permanent majority. That was just, there was going to be no way they ever lose again as more and more you got fewer white people and more brown people.
The very premise is silly, but go on.
The Emerging Democratic Majority. So this was a very popular book back in the day. And Michael Moore, the director, the rotund, wrinkled director.
Food enthusiast Michael Moore.
Said, white people are going to be the minority by 2050, and I'm not sad to say that I can't wait for that day to happen. With whites in the minority, the idea when a progressive paradise would ensue. Right, because it's white people that are keeping anything good from happening in the world. And it's just, this whole thing is crazy.
It's the evil, evil white people that believe in initiative and hard work and self-reliance and all. We need to eliminate them.
And then there was a more census data a couple years back, and Michael Moore said he was delighted, of course. He called the day the census findings were released the best day ever in human history. In U.S. history,
wow.
I'm sorry. The best day ever in U.S. history to find out in that recent census data from a couple weeks ago that we have the lowest percentage of white people in America ever. Has there ever been in the history of a world, the world, any country where the elites were rooting for the demise of their race? Has that ever happened anywhere on the planet? This is so weird.
It is. It's bizarre. It's weirdly suicidal. It's this strange, the best way to signal my virtue is self-hatred. It's like a cult, a weird religion.
I neither believe the country is better with more white people or fewer white people. That doesn't make any sense. You see, skin color doesn't carry any particular political leanings or ideas or brilliance or wisdom or anything. It doesn't. I don't know. If you believe that, if you believe the opposite, you are, by definition, a racist.
Yeah, they're
thing.
Paternalistic as hell and racist. Absolutely true.
Anyway, getting to the none of this. So the most recent data that came out, along with voting results, the same guy who wrote that book that got so much noise in the early 2000s about the upcoming Democratic majority wrote this. Hispanic voting trends have not been favorable for the Democrats. According to Catalyst, which is an organization that looks at this stuff, in 2020, Latinos had an amazingly large 16-point margin shift toward Trump. 16 points from 2016 when you didn't really know who Trump might be to 2020 when you really knew who Trump was after 4 years of hearing him talk and various policies and everything like that. The Latino vote went up 16 points for Trump. How has this not been discussed more? This is astounding. Among Latinos, Cubans did have the largest shift toward Trump, 26 points. But those of Mexican origin? Oh, Trump, so racist, so cruel. Kids in cages, building a wall. I mean, what could be more worse? He hates the other. Among those of Mexican origin, there was a 12-point increase for Trump.
Wow.
Between 2016 and 2020. Among Puerto Ricans, it went by 18 points. Moreover, the Latino shift toward Trump was widely dispersed geographically. Hispanic shifts toward Trump were not confined to Florida, 28 points, and Texas, 18 more points. Also included states like Nevada, where he went up 16, Pennsylvania, 12, Arizona, 10, Georgia, 8. This is bad, bad news for the Democratic Party that once saw a growing number of Hispanic voters as a path to permanent dominance. Byron York goes on to write, it should also make Republican strategists think long and hard about what drew those Hispanic voters to the GOP during the Trump years and keep doing it. What do you think, Joe Getty, were the things that Trump said or did that grew his share of Hispanic votes so much?
Well, I'll answer the question, then I'll ask another question. I think, believe it or not, immigration policy has a lot to do with it. Hispanic folks in border towns don't want the crime, the vagrancy, the unemployment, the welfare rolls that unimpeded illegal immigration bring. They don't like that. But I think the more appropriate question is what drove them to the Republican Party. And I think that's fairly obvious. Number one, Hispanic people tend to be church-going, hard-working people who believe in an initiative and want to work hard. But secondly, they are not down with their kid's first grade teacher telling their sons that they should be little girls if they want to be. They're not down with 52 genders. They're not down with transgender women showing their penis in a spa to little girls. They are way right of that stuff. Sure. I think the woke crowd drove them to the right.
Religion and family is huge for people of Mexican descent, and which party is closer to that?
Yeah, let me rephrase what I said. It didn't drive them to the right. It made them aware of how left the Democratic Party is. And they thought, wow, I cannot go with that.
So briefly back to this whole weirdness of white elites wanting their race to go away, thinking that automatically that makes the world a better place. That's just so weird. Ellen Barkin used to be a hottie actress back in the day. It doesn't matter if you remember who she was or not. But she tweeted out, what is the expiration date for cis white males? That was her whole tweet. Glenn Greenwald, who we were quoting last hour, we've become a bit of a fanboy, I guess, for Glenn Greenwald. Anyway, he retweeted that and said, it's utter madness that discourse like this is acceptable and even celebrated rather than resulting in instant shunning. I would say the fact that we've moved into this era where you can disparage an entire race or a race and a gender and mostly get applause is just weird.
It's sick.
And dangerous. Very dangerous of where it's absolutely headed. Somebody pointed out Ellen Barkin, the actress, has as her pinned tweet, without love, there can be no justice. Without justice, there can be no love. Okay.
Nice.
Except you
she's also the ex-wife of a billionaire. She's rolling in dough. I mean, she's the elite of the elite. I couldn't get into her neighborhood to mow a lawn. Okay? And she's, what's the expiration date of cis white males? Oh my God, you're so enlightened. You're so admirable.
Here's one of the responses, and I don't care about these particular people, it's just that these attitudes are out there. Here's somebody's response to the Ellen Barkin tweet, somebody who agreed with her. Being brought up conditioned to believe they are never wrong, how many white adult males have you ever known say, it feels like this is conditioning along with females conditioned to say, I'm sorry. Who do you know? White or otherwise, that was brought up to believe they are never wrong.
I've never run into that attitude in my entire existence.
Me neither. Where does this even come from?
Well, that's what happens when you allow hate. You try to find ways to justify it. You invent myths and pathologies and the rest of it and convince yourself that the Jew or the cis white male or the black man or whatever is just inherently evil, and you whisper about it to your like-minded friends, and it becomes this weird corrosive conversation you have in your own head trying to justify your own hatred.
Well, as a guy who's raising a couple of young boys who I believe are cis, I don't know that at this point, I'm pretty concerned by this. And what Glenn Greenwald said is what concerns me, that you can get away with it. You can lose your job for being, saying, I think the Texas abortion law is great. Some guy on NPR or the Food Network the other day lost his job for saying that. But you can say we'd be better off without an entire race or better off with an entire gender, and nobody bats an eye. Everybody's just going, oh, that's fine. Yeah, that's fine. That's perfectly reasonable. Really troubles me raising a couple of soon-to-be young men.
Well, as I've said before, I think the United States did a really good job, especially with the Civil Rights era and the Civil Rights Act of 1964, of building not systemic racism but systemic resistance to racism. And one of the main tenets of that was we outlawed, in terms of society, outlawed racial hatred, racial stereotypes, racism. And now the left wants to reinstitute it. They think they can ride that beast to victory, the beast of racism. Ibram X. Kendi, Robin DiAngelo, Ellen Barkin, and by the way, I don't have a single S to give about what any actress thinks about anything.
Of course not.
You know what woke means? It means you're a loser.
Yeah, that's right, sir. But it is, she does, represent an attitude. They have decided we are going to reinstitute racial stereotyping, racial discrimination in the name of enlightenment, and we'll make it go fine. We'll get to justice, folks. Yep. If you believe that, you are so incredibly lacking in wisdom, I pity you.
Gonna fix racism with racism. Got a heck of a Tiger King update for you.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Death. A death in the family, in the Tiger King family.
Oh.
That's on the way.
Armstrong and Getty.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-2013. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-444-2013. 800-444-2013.
He raids your fridge.
Yada brada!
Borrows your car without asking.
Scratches? What scratches?
He's your brother-in-law.
I'll pay you back!
He takes what's yours, and there's nothing you can do. But when identity thieves want to take what's yours, you can do something. LifeLock by Norton monitors your info and alerts you to potential threats. If you become a victim, they can help fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but you can save up to 25% off your first year at LifeLock.com using promo code NEWS.
With the Capital One Saver Card, you earn unlimited 4% cash back on dining out, or in 4% back on entertainment, or on popular streaming. And now, 3% back at grocery stores, so you can make the cake that makes her day.
Happy birthday to you.
So earn unlimited cash back for going out or staying in with the Capital One Saver Card. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
High Noble Safe Company, formerly known as Cold Steel Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane, is having a summer clearance sale. Save big on some of the highest quality safes around. High Noble Safe Company carries High Noble, Browning, and American Security, just to name a few, and features gun safes, home safes, and high security safes with stores in Redding, Roseville, and Petaluma. Delivery, moving, and repair service available. Call 530-223-5050. That's 530-223-5050. Or stop by High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane. Professionals from all over the world have been working remotely, and the hardest part is finding a great place to focus and get the job done. Drop-in Go Working at 155 Lake Boulevard East offers modern and clean workspaces, call booths, conference rooms, and secure fast Wi-Fi. Drop-in's pricing is pay-as-you-go, with bundles of hours as low as $3 an hour. No contracts, no obligations. Drop-in Go Working, 155 Lake Boulevard East, next door to Starbucks and Subway across from Waterworks Park. Drop in for an hour or more and try it out. Drop-in.mobi. That's drop-in.mobi.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Hey, Northern California, this is Nigel Skeet. Join me and my friends every Saturday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. with the California Adventure District radio show, where we talk about all the amazing adventures to be had in our area, from climbing Mount Shasta, hiking the trails, kayaking, overlanding, and camping with Bigfoot. We have it all. California Adventure District. Less people, more adventure. Listen Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. See you then.
These are unprecedented times. Challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Y's across the country are providing emergency child care, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Carol Baskin, yeah. Killed her husband, whacked him.
Yep.
Can't convince me that it didn't happen.
Sure.
Fed him to tigers, they snacking. What's happening?
Carol Baskin. That's
what's happening.
More or less the whole thing in a nutshell. And part of this Tiger King update is how dead Tiger King is, including one of the stars of Tiger King. But before I get to that, Joe Exotic, the star of Tiger King, says the cancer has spread to his pelvis and stomach. I saw that headline and I thought, what cancer? He says he's got prostate cancer. He's refusing treatment in prison, and he says it has spread to his pelvis and stomach. It sounds like the sort of thing that Joe Exotic does to get attention and all that sort of crap to me. So who knows what's going on.
Certainly could be. Yeah. By the way, since we're in the second year of this godforsaken Chinese bat flu, don't we deserve another viral TV? Alligator King, or I don't know, Walrus King or something?
He at some point said they treat you worse than an animal in prison, which is kind of an interesting thing to say when you're a guy who treated animals very, very badly.
Who kept animals in cages. Well, and he treated the animals as well as he treated the humans.
Nicolas Cage is no longer going to play Joe Exotic in an Amazon Tiger King show. Remember that? How that bubbled up early on? Do you know why? He said, I think the moment is over. He very clearly read that. He said, I read two excellent scripts, which I did think were excellent, but I think Amazon ultimately felt that it had become kind of past tense. No one at this point is interested. It was lightning in a bottle, but it's over. Yeah, that's exactly right.
Well, and there's nothing left to be said. We saw it. But it was there with the real people.
Nothing has been so great and interesting to talk about so intensely and then disappeared so fast as Tiger King. And then the moment you were done with it, you were done with it. Who died? I don't know if you know his name, Eric Cowie, but he was the super skinny old guy with ridiculously blonde hair. Remember him? Really skinny, and they'd interview him sitting around the animal encampment.
Vaguely.
He's one of the stars that got interviewed all the time. Anyway, he just died at age 53. He's only 53. He looked 83. But he lived kind of a hard life of drug abuse, like a lot of the people that ended up there.
Well, yeah, they should have called the show Meth King. Everybody's tweaking.
Or Stumpapalooza.
Please. Has Joe Exotic's toothless ex-husband found himself a shirt yet? Can we get an update on that?
Who turned out not to be gay at all?
No.
Yeah.
Well, he was a little gay.
Wow. Whole thing. Jeez.
I know. Kids don't do meth.
And who ends up on Dancing with the Stars? Shining like a new nickel.
Carol Baskin. Killed her husband, whacked him.
Uh-huh.
Can't convince me that it didn't happen.
Woo! Awesome.
Yeah. Armstrong and Getty.
Hey guys, there is some important news that all men should take very seriously. Your prostate health. Are you urinating more frequently? Are you waking up at night to urinate? Are you sick and tired of prostate pills that just don't work? Sound familiar? If you are one of the millions of men with prostate problems that are driving you nuts, there is some great news. Prostagenix is the all-natural product that beat over 157 other prostate supplements in lab tests and was rated the number one most powerful prostate supplement in the world. Number one, because it works. So why not try some Prostagenix and your prostate troubles will be a thing of the past. You'll get a great night's sleep and stop waking up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom. To get your free bottle of Prostagenix, call now, 800-600-2020. That's 1-800-600-2020. Take advantage of our 90-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-600-2020. Do it now.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans' issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Reading Electric Utility, like more than 2,000 utilities across the country, is a nonprofit public power agency owned by the customers. This year, we are celebrating 100 years of serving the city of Reading. October 3rd through the 9th is Public Power Week, and we celebrate the benefits of living in a public power community. These benefits include low rates and local control. Community ownership means your money stays right here in Reading. Publicly owned utilities like REU provide excellent service and work directly for the community.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Reading with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Nothing says hang on to summer like classic root beer float treats. At Black Bear Diner, they paired sweet root beer and decadent vanilla cream in a dreamy cream pie filling to make a root beer float pie, served in a graham cracker crust and topped with whipped cream and maraschino cherries. Grab one with your meal or box one up to go. Always shareable, always delicious. But hurry! Serve this month only at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, where you can always feed your inner bear. Dine-in, delivery, and carry-out available.
Black Bear Diner.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Today's review is Michelef Grande Bold, a classic Maduro stick with a rich, dark, oily Ecuadorian broadleaf wrapper surrounding Nicaragua's best tobacco. Full-bodied and full flavor, your palate will delight with hints of dark chocolate, nuts, and cedar. Come down to the best cigar shop around, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Income-eligible renters impacted by COVID-19 can now get 100% of their past due rent and utility bills paid through the California COVID-19 Rent Relief Program. Landlords with tenants who haven't paid rent because of COVID-19 are eligible for 100% reimbursement, too. The application is fast, your information is private, and you won't be asked about citizenship. Apply at housingiskey.com before eviction protections end on September 30th. Brought to you by the California Department of Housing and Community Development.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
And generally reserve breaking news, the breaking news donkey, for something of more importance. But I feel like poor Brandon, the donkey, doesn't get out of his corral to do it. Yeah, when the donkey brays, news is breaking. Thank you, Brandon. Here's a carrot. The 12-ton, six-story monument to Robert E. Lee is down at the state capitol in Virginia, Richmond, Virginia, which was the capital of the Confederacy. Statue went up in 1890. It didn't get pulled down by protesters. It was a decision and a plan, and it came down with Governor Northrop. Was he in blackface? No, he wasn't in blackface.
No.
While he was there. But he live-streamed it from the governor's mansion. He was so proud of the Robert E. Lee statue coming down.
He was actually there. He was on scene. As was the mayor of Richmond.
It's a week after the Supreme Court of Virginia cleared the way for the removal of one of the biggest Confederate statues in the entire country. I didn't realize it was that big. Six-story monument. It is weird. Now, it went up in 1890. It's not one of those that got put up in the 50s to try to keep black kids out of school or whatever.
Although it did go up during the Jim Crow era.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's just, speaking of what country has ever done this, what country has ever had a civil war and you have a giant monument to the military leader of the losing side in their former capital? That just is a weird thing to do.
It's got to be like the only one in history.
It'd be like if, you know, the Korean Peninsula finally gets united at some point under South Korea, and they have a giant statue of Kim Jong-un in the capital.
It's somewhat like that. I would argue that Robert E. Lee was a more honorable fellow than Kim Jong-un, but the point remains.
No doubt of it.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. But, yeah, so, no, I don't have a problem with it coming down. I have a great problem with statues coming down in the middle of the night by mobs and ropes. And then everybody just saying, well, I guess that's what the mob wanted. That's crazy. But this one went through the process, and it's their state, and they get to have whatever statues they want in their state.
Yeah, and I've got to admit, I'm uncomfortable with statues celebrating Confederate figures that were erected during Jim Crow and or the Civil Rights era of the 20th century, because they were there to send a message, and that message I don't think is very healthy.
Yeah. So there you go. Where are they going to put it, in a museum or someplace?
No, I think they're going to dismantle it.
Oh, really?
They haven't made that decision yet. I suspect they're going to just store it away for a long time till nobody's thinking about it.
Yeah. And old Governor Blackface, I'm sure, was very happy to get to fly some look how progressive I am credentials there as he barely survived and hung on to his governorship.
Right. Right. And that was mostly because his second in command was like a groper, right, or something like that. I can't remember the particulars. Yeah, nice state, Virginia, getting bluer and bluer by the day, and crazier by the day too. Number of angry West Virginians expressing their distaste with you saying Joe Manchin was from Virginia just because they want to be absolutely considered something different than increasingly blue Virginia.
Gotcha.
Although you get out into rural Virginia, it ain't very blue. It's the old South.
I'll take your word for it.
Yeah, yeah. So, the greatest airlift in the history of mankind, allegedly out of Afghanistan, got a tiny fraction of the people who helped us, left behind hundreds of Americans.
No. Senator Schumer said yesterday that we got every American out that wanted to get out.
Yeah, well, he's a liar. He's a congenital liar. If he says the truth, it's an accident. Anyway, the president was was touring some of the flood-ravaged corners of the Northeast yesterday, and there was an amusing-slash-disturbing exchange we want to feature for you, and then we'll get back to the nature of the airlift. But let's see. Clip 11 first, Michael.
This time, Portland. Leave them in ruins and leave Americans behind. Leave Americans behind. He will leave you behind. You guys.
So those were angry protesters yelling, leave no American behind, you left Americans behind, that guy detailing a friend or loved one who died in Afghanistan. He died for what? For what? So it was absolutely clear what they were yelling and what they were mad about. Now here's Joe Biden interpreting it in clip number 10.
None of them were shouting or complaining. Every one of them were thanking me as if it was something special. I mean it sincerely. That I was here.
And then there was another clip.
What?
And I thought that
what?
Was that was not the clip I thought it was. There was another clip where he said those people were protesting my climate change policies. They just don't understand. And they're not from around here. Number one, no they weren't. Number two, how would you know that? Confused old fart. And then this is Joe Biden's speech yesterday, clip 12.
Group I have standing with me, led by Chuck Schumer, and your Congresswoman, is this your district?
Grace Meng.
Oh, it's Grace's district. No, and have zero emissions, net emissions by 2050. By 2020, make sure all our electricity is zero emissions. This summer alone, communities with over 100 million Americans, 100 Americans call home.
What?
Have been struck by extreme weather. Each dollar we invest, every dollar we raise, a city block by 2 feet, flood-proof power stations, sanitations.
Wow.
Now, is that edited?
That was quite something.
Did we edit that to make him sound worse? Or?
Well, it was not the entire speech. It was the chunks that he screwed up.
Wow. He sounds like he's aged 10 years in the last month.
Yeah. Just barely hanging on. How long can he last? We'll see. Of more substance, though, is the question of those 100 and how, what's the number that they're throwing around? The 120,000 people or
that they got
amazing
out?
Number of
something
people.
Like yeah. that. Yeah.
Who are they? Well, and remarkably, the Washington Post doing some team reporting on the question, who is coming to the U.S.? And they start with the tale of Mustafa. It was 2:30 a.m. when Mustafa, finally safe in the cargo bay of an American military plane after surviving the chaos and violence of the Kabul airport, he glanced around at the other weary Afghans and was struck by what he saw. Many had minimal identification and did not appear to have worked closely with the U.S., as he had, serving as a translator and analyst. They were just people, he said, who took advantage of a disorderly evacuation to flee their turbulent country. Quote, nobody knows who is the good guy and who is the bad guy getting into the plane. It's a risky thing that happened, I believe. So, tens of thousands of Afghans arriving at the end of America's longest war, of course, that inevitable phrase, has left a question looming over the coming weeks, one that's already dividing host communities from Missoula, Montana to Jacksonville, Florida. Who is coming to the U.S.? And I guess in the foreign Air Force bases, they're trying to vet them and figure out who is who and the rest of it. But they've already identified a couple of terrorist types and Taliban guys and a rapist and then God knows who else. At least they're catching a few people, but nobody knows. It was so willy-nilly. Those were just Afghans who didn't want to live under the Taliban, which I can sympathize with. But now those 50, 60, 80,000 Afghans are just going to come into America?
And there's also the uncomfortable conversation. Some people on the right are really against these refugees coming here, or refugees in general coming to the United States. And we have always been the most welcoming country on earth, total. It's just the numbers are, it's just a fact. But Tucker Carlson was making the point the other night. So there was some, I don't remember who it was, somebody running for something somewhere as a Republican, saying they don't want refugees here. And then he played a clip of Fareed Zakaria on CNN saying it's just awful that there are Americans that don't want to welcome these Afghan refugees, et cetera, et cetera. And Tucker made the point that all of these elites, including Fareed Zakaria himself, live in neighborhoods where there ain't going to be any Afghan refugees. So everybody that's pro-refugee and making the decisions about it, there are plenty of you that are pro-refugee, and that's fine. I get that. I get that argument. But the people that are making the decisions and think it's just awful if anybody's against it, their neighborhoods aren't going to be affected by this. Their local restaurants aren't going to change. Their schools aren't going to change. Nothing's going to change for their neighborhood, all right? So you always got to keep that in mind about the elites that make these decisions.
The Eastern media elite in particular are like they're academics. The discussions are entirely academic discussions that are theoretical discussions because those birds don't come home to roost in those neighborhoods, as you point out, which is one of the reasons we've really resisted ever becoming chummy with, you know, the high and mighty. It just it perverts the way you look at the world. We'd rather, you know, do our thing the way we do it. If you're a fan of government bureaucracy's bull crap, you'll enjoy the next sentence or two. Administration officials have yet to provide estimates of how many among the 50,000 or more evacuees expected to arrive in the U.S. will fall into this neutral category, meaning neither Taliban nor helped us. They're just Afghans. Pressed for more clarity, the senior administration official said, "The situation is fluid, data is elusive, and lines are blurry," likening various categories of evacuees to a set of concentric circles regarding the strength of their ties to the U.S. mission in Afghanistan. Oh, boy. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, who knows his way around bullcrap, friends, said in an interview he could not specify how many of the evacuees worked with the U.S. "I can't really quantify it or measure it against expectations."
So the greatest airlift in human history is a whole bunch of randos from Afghanistan. Okay, fine, maybe you think that's okay, but we didn't have that debate in America. We didn't have that discussion if we wanted to just pick up 100,000 random people from Afghanistan and bring them to the United States. People were in favor of getting out of the people that had helped America. So that discussion was never had, and the government just went ahead and did it. And then the people that were supposed to get out didn't get out, and they're still trying to claim credit for the great airlift. Okay, that's fantastic that you moved all these people. You just didn't move the people you said you were going to move, okay?
Right, right. Yeah, so it's on the one side a highly questionable policy, and on the other just incredible dishonesty. And I'm no xenophobe, and I like that America welcomes refugees, and I think you know, immigrants do bring a hell of a lot to the country, including hard work and delightful cuisines. On the other hand, Afghanistan is a wildly, brutally, practically incomprehensibly different culture than ours, and from ours.
Taliban announced their government yesterday, of course, with no women in it at any point, and just made the announcement that women will be barred from playing all sports in Afghanistan. So,
yeah,
for anybody who was buying the ridiculousness that they were somehow different than they were before. One thing I just want to mention here, so we don't have to go back to Joe Biden next segment. He made a lot of statements yesterday about global warming and the hurricanes and all that sort of stuff, and how everybody needs to be on board with climate change and doing something about it because the hurricanes are getting worse and worse and worse. And you heard the numbers there about one out of three Americans were affected by climate change in just the last week, blah, blah, blah. Wall Street Journal with a big article from a guy named Bjorn Lomborg who just laid out the data saying, contrary to common knowledge, U.S. landfalling hurricanes are not becoming more frequent. In fact, since 1900, the frequency has declined slightly. And he's got all the numbers and the graphs explaining how it's just not a fact that hurricanes are getting worse and that there's more of them. It's just not true.
Right. Right.
But, you know, it's kind of exciting to walk through a bunch of rubble and claim that that's true.
Sure. Repeat the lie often enough. Dot, dot, dot. We all know how that goes.
So yesterday we talked about being in a funk and how you get out of a funk. We got a ton of texts and emails with people who have been in funks from, you know, losing a job or a divorce or an illness or, something happened with their kid or something like that, and how they got out of that funk. I thought it was pretty interesting stuff and something you can apply to your life. We'll talk a little bit about that next.
Armstrong and Getty.
There's big news from our favorite home security company. Hey, we're Armstrong and Getty, and SimpliSafe just launched their new wireless outdoor security camera.
This outdoor security camera is engineered with all of the advanced tech and security features you want and need to help keep you and your family safe.
It has an ultra-wide 140-degree field of view, 1080 HD resolution, and 8x zoom.
It has a built-in spotlight with color night vision, so you can keep an eye on what's going on night and day.
This camera has it all, and it integrates with your SimpliSafe home security system, extending its protection to the outside.
And that means every door, window, and room are protected along with your property.
To learn more about the new SimpliSafe wireless outdoor security camera, visit SimpliSafe.com/Armstrong.
SimpliSafe is celebrating this new camera by offering 20% off your entire new system and your first month of monitoring service free when you enroll in interactive monitoring. Again, that's SimpliSafe.com/Armstrong. The award-winning protection of SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe.com/Armstrong.
Your life, your hopes, your passions. These things are none of our business. Your baby monitor research, if you're using too much diaper cream.
And whatever you were searching for at 1:15 a.m.
That's really none of our business. Because your life is private. And unlike other tech companies, we think your internet should be too. Aw, how old are they? Oh, that's none of our business either. Protect your privacy online for free with DuckDuckGo. DuckDuckGo. Privacy simplified.
If you think the COVID vaccine alone will protect you from the coronavirus, think again. As the deadly disease breaks through to people who are vaccinated, it's critical to take a reliable temperature reading with the Exogen Temporal Scanner. It's the only thermometer whose accuracy has been proven in more than 100 clinical studies versus the non-contact devices that have no supporting studies and produce a false sense of security. Vaccines are not enough, and thermometer accuracy matters. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
At the Wagner Law Group, their goal as a fire victims law firm is to advocate for those who have been victimized by Pacific Gas and Electric Company's negligence. The Wagner Law Group has been rated the number one fire attorney group in Northern California and has low contingency fees. So, if you or your loved ones have been affected by the Dixie or Zog fires, contact the Wagner Law Group today. Call 833-200-7111. That's 833-200-7111. Bring on over for savings at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros in downtown Reading. Buy 5 car wash coupons and get one free. Or buy 10 and get 3 free. Quick and Clean is a family-owned business. They offer only the highest quality service. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean.
It's the Ramsey Show, talk radio where debt is dumb and cash is king. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Don't miss This Morning with Gordon Deal, followed by the Sue McClain News Hour, Free Fire Radio, and Armstrong and Getty on KCNR.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Jeff Bezos has reportedly invested in a company that intends to reverse the human aging process. If the anti-aging project fails, Jeff Bezos, they say, will go back to his fallback plan, which is paying everyone on Earth $1 million to pretend he's 25.
So mostly with two things. The world's richest man is putting a lot of money into anti-aging stuff, so that's pretty cool. Private funding of that to see what he can come up with. Two, I didn't know Jimmy Kimmel still existed. Where has he been didn't he quit for a while or take a sabbatical or he got in trouble? What was it, Michael? You probably remember.
No, I can't remember. He
had a Me Too thing or a race thing or something.
Yeah.
And he stepped down and he's been gone for like the whole pandemic.
Oh, wasn't it like a blackface skin on the Man Show?
That's right.
He used to play Karl Malone, the basketball player, and put on black makeup. And he felt so bad about that that he pulled himself off of his show for like a year and a half. A
preemptive self-canceling.
And now he's back. Weird. Was talking yesterday about being in a funk, various life things I got going on in my life. And we got a whole bunch of texts and emails from people who've been in similar situations. Like this person, for instance. Hey, Jack, been listening for about 20 years now. I had a marriage with three kids and a divorce. I was in such a funk that I could hardly get off my couch for a long time. I developed a bad habit of verbalizing F as soon as I realized I was awake every morning. That's not good.
Oh, yeah.
When you dread another day. I've been there. So many texts and emails. My plan is to start wearing a suit every day, which I started today, but, most people, the most common response was exercise, which I think is really interesting. The number of people that had success with just starting to exercise regularly, and I think about this all the time. My dad has been saying this for decades. I think it's absolutely true. So much of the depression, anxiety, all the things that people are on pills for today that weren't on years ago is just so much less exercise. It's that simple. We're not designed. It's like if you put your dog in a crate. How's your dog act if you leave it in a crate all day long? It's that simple. It's not complicated.
Yeah, I think that's true. I think it's absolutely true. I'm trying to break a sweat and breathe hard every single day. And that's me getting out of a chair.
Putting on your shoes.
Exactly. No, but I am, and I feel a lot better for it. My blood pressure's down. I just good. But we're talking about being in a funk, especially whether it's depression or event related depression. Different topic. You know, in the emails, first of all, the amount of concern was really nice, really touching. Secondly, a common thread, and I found this to be true as I've struggled through various funks in my own crazy head. Depression is so inward looking. Look outward, you know, serve others, go to see others, be among others, was one of the common threads of the email.
Exercise is a good idea. Everybody should exercise more and not for the reasons that mostly get people to gyms. To look better, just for your mind, man, for your mind.
Well, yeah, and you don't need a gym either,
no,
a gym membership.
Not.
Some people that helps, and if it does, great. But yeah, just go out for a good hard walk for half an hour.
Remember that we had that guy last week that texted. He belongs to a gym that charges you an extra $25 every time you don't go. So, like, you're scheduled to go four times a week, and if you skip one, they charge you an extra $25.
When this guy proposed it, I'm sure the manager's like, wait, what? Really? Is that like a thing?
What an interesting idea. In the final minute here, we knew this was coming. It's finally here. Amazon has opened a couple of cashierless Whole Foods stores. Amazon's opening Whole Foods stores. Amazon owns Whole Foods. That's right.
Yes.
Bezos bought Whole Foods. That's right. And the two stores are one in D.C., one in Sherman Oaks, California. No cashiers. So you take stuff off the shelves. There are cameras and sensors that pick up what you bought and read the code on there, and you get charged when you walk out of the door to your account. So that's
and
the way it's
guns
going.
Mounted at the exit don't worry about that, though. As long as you pay, there will be no malfunctions.
If this works, that'd be pretty damn handy to just bypass the whole line and the whole, just the any of that. You just put everything in your cart and go out the door. I love that. We'll see if it works.
Love it.
Armstrong and Getty.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.